This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. We are following the book of Islamic manners by Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda رحمه الله تعالى. And today we will talk about we were talking about the manners of how to visit a sick person, and we finished with that yesterday. Now we come to the manners of traveling. The Sheikh says, travel has become an essential part of life of many people. Islam teaches us some particular manners, spiritual and practical, that Muslims are advised to follow to ensure that with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have a safe and pleasant journey. And these are the following. One, study and review the rules of prayers and fasting for the traveler, including the rules of masa, of combining prayers, the direction of qibla, and so on, whatever applies to you. Now with international travel, you also have issues of time change, and so, you know, on the plane, what you do, all this. These are masail which should be learnt. It is important to learn them. Don't suddenly discover when you are on the flight what to do. Number two, it's advisable if possible not to travel alone. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam strongly advised against it, and he said in the hadith narrated by Ibn Umar radhiyallahu anhu in Bukhari, he said, had people known what I know about traveling alone, no traveler would journey at night. In another hadith in Abu Dawud, Tirmidhi and Nasai, he said, a lone traveler is prone to the devil, two travelers are prone to two devils, and three are indeed travelers. So ideally, we go in a group. Now, it may not always be possible, of course, if you, as a jamaat, you can go, but if other than that, if you are traveling alone, make dua, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us, read Ayatul Kursi, keep, stay in dhikr, inshallah. Many times people feel that, oh, you know, these are old advice. In those days, they used to travel on the land, on camels and this and that. Today we go Emirates first class. Doesn't matter. Travel is travel. And travel is zahma. And if you travel, you will realize it's not just a matter of which plane. And airports and security and this and that. So it is always good if there is a possibility to have somebody as a companion. Three, before starting your journey, clip your fingernails, have a haircut, trim your beard. Even when traveling, a Muslim must appear in the best of shape. In this hadith narrated by Sahal ibn al-Hanzaliya and reported by Muslim, Rasulullah ﷺ advised a group of young companions, young Sahaba, to be in the best of shape like a beauty mark among the people. You know, there was a time when it used to be done usually for plane travel, where people used to हमारे हैदराबाद में शेरवानी पहन जाते एयरपोर्ट को उसके बगैर नहीं इट वाज यू गो टू द एयरपोर्ट यू हैड टू यू नो यू वेयर योर शेरवानी एंड सो ऑन सो इट वाज यू डिडंट जस्ट गो एनीवे इन दिस कंट्री इफ यू वेयर क्लोथ इट्स समथिंग इवन दैट यू नो बट वी डिडंट कम हियर टू लर्न वी केम हियर टू टीच सो प्लीज अंडरस्टैंड दिस मुस्लिम वी डिड नॉट कम टू लर्न वन वी केम टू टीच सो आवर वेज पीपल शुड adopt, and they should learn. I was going from Hartford once, and Bradley Airport. So I was dressed like this with the mama. So one lady came to me. She said, "Excuse me, are you a sultan?" Sultan. So I said, "Not yet." So alhamdulillah, you know, the thing is, we feel, may Allah protect us as Muslims, we feel apologetic. We feel, oh, if I I'm recognized as a Muslim, if I dress like a Muslim, you know, something will happen. People like that. If you are recognized as a person with an identity, people like that. In any case, you are not doing it for people liking or disliking. You're doing this because this is a sunnah. So, alhamdulillah, always travel in your distinctive clothes. Right? You don't have to change your shape and your shakal and your clothes. Because you are traveling, alhamdulillah. We are Muslim, we are confident of that, we are proud of that. This is our way, this is our culture, and we don't hide it from anybody. And then, and see the detail, you know, detailed advice of Rasulullah, just clip your nails, get a haircut, meaning look good when you travel. Don't look like something which blew in the wind or something. Then number four, he said, before leaving your house on your journey, pray two rakat, al-mut'im, al-miqdam, al-sanani, al-tabi'i, who mostly narrated the hadith of the tabi'in, from the tabi'in sahaba. He said, Rasulullah said, when traveling, there is nothing better to leave behind at home than two rakat, prayed there at the onset. So before you leave, pray two rakat, salam, make dua, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his protection and guidance, and then we go. He said this could also be Salatul Istikhara. So you make two rakat and then you read the dua of Istikhara. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide. Number five, if you stop during your travel, it might be advisable to pray two rakat before continuing the rest of the journey. So the whole issue with Islam is that it keeps you connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 24/7, always. And this is the beauty. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu said, when Rasulullah stopped at a place during a journey, he would not leave that place before bidding it farewell with two rakat. So it's like taking wada of the place. So when you, before you leave your home, pray two rakat. When you reach the place, before you leave the place, pray two rakat. Right? So especially now in Jamaat, when you are traveling, before you leave here, pray two rakat. Then you go, inshallah. Then some scholars recommended reciting in the two rakat, Surah Al-Kafirun, Surah Al-Ikhlas. This was Rasulullah's sunnah on all kinds of nawafil which he prayed. This was the first rakat, Surah Al-Kafirun, second rakat, Surah Al-Ikhlas. Something, this is not farz or something, but it's a good, mashallah, good sunnah to follow and easy. These are the statements of dissociation from disbelief and a declaration of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Other scholars recommended reciting Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas because of their dua and their protection and so on. And they include circumspection and seeking refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number seven, after concluding the two rakat at home, you may recite Ayatul Kursi before leaving the house. It has been narrated that whoever reads Ayatul Kursi before exiting the house, no harm will befall him till his return. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah said, whoever reads in the morning Ayatul Kursi and the first three ayat of Suratul Mu'minun, he will not be harmed by anything which he dislikes until the evening. And whoever reads in the evening, he will not be harmed by anything he dislikes till the morning. So this is Ayatul Kursi and the first three ayat of Suratul Mu'minun. Then, number eight, it is recommended that after reciting these ayat to pray and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make dua, ask Allah for protection for yourself and your family. And one of the best prayers in this regard is, which means, O Allah, your help I seek, I entrust myself to you, O Allah, ease obstacles for me, ease the difficulties of my travel, grant me the good more than I ask for and send the bad away from me. My Rabb, cleanse my heart and make my issue easy on me. O Allah, I seek your protection and entrust you with myself and my faith, my family and my relatives and all that you gave me, and whether for the here or the hereafter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all from every harm. You are generous. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the universe, and may He reward our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa alihi wa ashabi. Then he says, when standing up after the two rakat and before the salah, before this dua, you may say what Anas radiallahu anhu has narrated, that Rasulullah would commence his journey, he would complete his salah, then he would say, getting up from the salah, he would say, O Allah, I pursue you, I seek shelter in you, O Allah, shield me from what worries me and from what I am not aware of. O Allah, increase my piety, my taqwa, forgive my bad deeds and guide me to the good wherever I go. Then number 10, when leaving the house, bid your family and dear ones farewell and entrust them to Allah. As Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrated, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever wants to travel, he should tell those he is leaving behind, I entrust you to Allah, whose trusts are never lost. Imam Ahmad rahmatullahi alayhi stated in the Musnad and in An-Nasai and Ibn Ibban reported that Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when Allah is entrusted with something, He looks after it. Number 11, family or friends who are seeing off the traveler should say what Anas radiallahu anhu narrated, that when a man came to Mr. Sallam and asked him, he said, Ya Rasulullah, I am preparing to travel. So please give me, make dua for me. Rasulullah said, may Allah provide you with taqwa. Inna khayra zadi taqwa. The man said, please give me more. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, may Allah forgive your sins. The man said, please give me more. And he said, may Allah give you good wherever you are. Imam Ibn Dawud in the Sunan reported that Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu said to Qaza, let me tell you that Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's farewell to me. He said, I entrust Allah with your faith, your trust and your deeds. The trust here means family and assets and everything which is valuable. Number 12, if you saw a traveler off, you should ask him to pray for you. Abu Dawud and Tirmidhi reported a hadith narrated by Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. He said, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to permit me to perform Umrah. So Sayyidina Umar asked permission for Umrah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam permitted me and he said to me, oh brother, don't forget us in your prayers. Sayyidina Umar is being told by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, my brother, don't forget us in your prayers. Sayyidina Umar says, this word is to me worth more than the whole earth. The prayers of the pious traveler will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, prayers that will be answered beyond doubt are that of the one who has been wronged, the one who has been oppressed, and the traveler. And then finally he said, when you ride in a car or plane or ship or an animal, you must say the Prophet, the prayers and dua of the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu. He rode his camel, he would repeat takbir thrice, and then he would say, praise be to the one who put this under our disposal. We shall not associate with him, and to our Rabb is our return. Subhanallah, sakharan hadha, wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin. Wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. O Allah, in our travel, we ask you for piety and deeds you like. O Allah, make this journey easy, shorten its distance. O Allah, you are the companion of our travel and the guardian of our family and wealth and children. O Allah, we ask you to shield us from the hardship of travel and the an unkempt appearance and a bad ending befalling our wealth and children. So this is the du'as we know from travel. And if you don't know, must memorize them, inshallah. Upon his return, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would repeat these prayers saying, we return, repentant, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to our Rabb we are thankful. So inshallah, these are advices from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and from Shaykh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghadda rahmatullah alayh, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the benefit of reading from his book, inshallah. And we ask Allah to keep us always in his protection, whether we are at home or we are traveling. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika.